I mean, I really would have to pick and choose for that one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, but
to
I
each
think
his own.
For the, I mean, you can see Great Blues in Detroit almost any day for free.
Oh,
if
yeah.
You, if you go to the website and look for a jam.
Or if not a very low amount for the price of a, hell, you could probably get in for less than what a combo meal costs nowadays.
Yeah, $5 is usually a weekend cover charge.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that's like some of the combos now, if you get the really good ones, they're double that now.
Sure.
So, but we're waiting to hear word. Billy should be coming on in a couple minutes. Wanted to know if there's anything else we could talk about.
Are there two players in there?
So you're going to be hanging out with us the next
couple weeks?
You know,
absolutely.
In the next couple weeks too?
I'll be here.
All right, because in case somebody misses this show, I just want to make sure that everybody is kind of informed.
Sure.
You know, I'm very passionate about, like, presenting music of all genres, not just the blues. I love the blues, but there's so much great music out there, and unfortunately, today's youth is not exposed to it. You know, they're exposed to stuff that's basically meaningless. You know, it's just...
It won't be around next month.
Well, no, I was talking with... It's a very strange example, but I was talking with Sam earlier. There was a band in the early 90s that had one great album, and they were just huge, just huge. It was Hootie and the Blowfish.
Sure.
And this was in the early 90s. They were so huge for about a year there. Their one album at the time outsold the entire Led Zeppelin catalog.
Sure.
And my girlfriend was going on and on. See, there's big stuff coming out today. And I told my girlfriend, you know, they may be good right now, but in 20 years, nobody's going
to
know who the heck they are.
Listen,
I said, and I said, in 20 years, you're still going to have 17-year-old kids wearing Led Zeppelin T-shirts.
Yep, that's correct.
You know, it didn't have the
same. I asked a guy one time that owned a record store in Flint, who's selling? He said AC/DC, Doors. I said, really?
He said, stuff from 50, 60 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And we are now finally back, going back full circle. Vinyl is outselling CDs nowadays. You know? Because people want to go back to the roots. They want to go, you know, not everybody, but the people that are serious about music, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, so not sure what to do here. I think I might play a couple more songs. Hopefully he'll be ready shortly. We'll see what happens. Anyway, you are listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J. We're a couple minutes behind, but definitely don't go anywhere. We have Billy Davis coming up very shortly to do a live set for you in the 5 o'clock hour. I think you're going to enjoy it a lot. Again, it's the blues, and we'll go from there. So, let's see. Let me get my foot out of this cord here. Stuck. Let me take this off, and let's see what I want to put on now. I'll get something in here. Let's play some War Horses, a little change of pace. They're kind of like a harder rock band, but they're one of my favorites. Actually, one of the members of the Visitors is also in War Horses, but we'll give it a shot. And what we're going to do right now is play the first track, and that's one called Rumble Seat.
Let's go. to this. I didn't know. And I think just cause of a kiss. Give it to me. Give me a piece of your heart. Give it to me. I knew this right from the start. Enchanté avec moi. Enchanté, enchanté avec moi. Enchanté avec moi. Donnez-moi, donne un concours. Donne avec moi. Donnez-moi, donne un concours. Donne avec moi.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. That's Carolyn Strio from Word Attack, has a track called Enchante. And before that, of course, we heard War Horses with the track Rumble Seat from their self-titled EP that came out a couple of years ago. All right, a little bit behind, but we are ready to go. In the studio, we have Billy Davis and Wayne. How you doing, Billy? Can you hear me?
Oh, I hear you very good. Yeah, how we doing? I'm doing fine.
Perfect. Everything's a get-go. So you're going to give us some really great music for about the next hour, approximately. Why do we get started since we're running a little bit behind? What song do you have for us right now?
Right now, a song called Crossroads, written about a big blues man back in the day named Robert Johnson.
Cool.
But it's not his song. I wrote it about him.
Ah, excellent. Gotcha. Okay, let's go.
Out either.
Send my soul to the devil for good-looking women and for a lot of sexy women. Fortune and a fame. All right.
All right. You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. And when we say live, we really mean live. So, I didn't get the full name of the person that's playing with you today, Billy. Who do we have?
I got a Wayne Craycraft.
Okay. And he's playing the, I can't see from here, so you'll have to get me a little educated. I'm short, so it's like, okay.
I'm rhythm.
Rhythm, okay. I just wanted to clarify that.
Rhythm section.
Yeah, cool. So it's just the duo today. I wanted to ask you, I know we don't have all day with it. You've been in the background most of your life. You've played on so many songs, too numerous to mention. You've never really been in the forefront. You've been on my show more than once, but you've always been in the background. I just wanted to ask you if you could tell us, you know, in a short bit of time, why now? Why suddenly want to be up front?
I tell you that why, because all the people that I played with before are no longer around.
So if you want to continue playing, you got to do it up front.
Right. Because there was a time that I would needed a gig or something. I get on the phone, call Jackie Wilson, James Brown, or Hank Ballard. You know, they were still here. But when they left, I said, well, I got to go it on my own now. I can't call nobody for no gig now.
Yeah, if you want to keep going, you got to do it yourself. Huh?
Yeah.
So that's really exciting. You're actually going to be in the forefront now. You're going to be doing your own tour, including Europe. Is that correct?
Well, I don't really know. I hope so.
Okay. You have a couple of. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I've been over there before. You know, South America, even you know, Japan, you know, China.
Right, right.
It's been years ago though, but
it's just one of those amazing things. You've done so much over the years, and yet the average person, you, if they said your name, most people would like, okay, who's Billy Davis? You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So, it's kind of odd, you know, but you have a show coming up. I heard a festival.
But Wayne, you know more about that than I do.
Yeah, that's in Lake City, and I believe it starts tomorrow. We're leaving tomorrow, so, and it runs through the weekend, and I guess people camp out there.
Okay.
It's not just blues, though. They feature any kind of music.
Okay. So it's a multi-genre festival, then?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, that's cool. All right, so I imagine we're going to hear a lot of great things about you, Billy, in the upcoming months.
I hope so. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Okay. What do you have for us now, sir?
Well, since, like I said, I just did a vinyl coming out very shortly.
Uh-huh.
I did a lot of, did some very classic, what I call blues, because I'm into the blues challenge, and I see, well, if they want blues, I just give them blues, you know.
Right, right.
So basically, that's what I'll be doing today, basically.
Okay. All right.
And the next song I got is a song I written about my own life, walking down the street, and I felt a certain way, and I saw a piece of pen in the people's paper laying found on the sidewalk, and I wrote these lyrics.
Okay. And the name of the track?
It's called Trouble Shoes.
Okay. Thank you.
looked up for sunshine. Somebody locked up the sky a thousand times. I paid my due. Still walking in trouble shoes. Crops in my fields refuse to grow. It's mid-July and I'm out here shoveling snow. A thousand times till y'all are paid my dues. And I'm still walking in trouble shoes. Teardrops, y'all, from my weeping eye. A thousand times till y'all have paid my due. And I'm still out here walking in trouble shoes. The smog a thousand times till y'all have paid my dues. I'm still walking in trouble shoes. Now you heard my story, and every word is true. Must I forever walk in these shoes? A thousand times y'all know I paid my dues. I'm still walking in trouble shoes.
So that's another track that's going to appear on the brand new release?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is this a full length?
Yeah.
Okay. So full-length release. Is it going to be available just on CD? Is it going to be available on vinyl?
CD and vinyl.
Okay, great.
I just don't know exactly when.
Ah, so still pending, huh?
Right.
All right. Any idea, time frame at all, in ballpark or?
Somewhere about the end of the month, at least, I think.
Okay, so not too far away.
Right.
All right, and when it does come out, what's the best way to get that?
Well, Laura would know more about that than me.
Okay, we have to find out for our listeners if they're interested in purchasing. Like, can they find it in stores, or do they have to just go to the website? You have a website or any kind of place that they go to get a hold of that, or?
Well, I got a website, but I don't know how is it? Laura knows more about that than I do. I really don't know.
All right, let's see. I just got handed something. Oh, the release is going to be on Jet Plastic?
Right.
Ah, our young protege. Kid's barely in college, and he's already done lots of amazing things for local talent, his record label. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have a good feeling, yes, it is going to be available soon. If it's Jet Plastic, then yeah, I'm almost positive it'll be available in stores. It's that kind of label. It won't be just like online or anything like that. People will be able to go to their local mom and pop and purchase that if they do desire. So that's great news. Okay. Yeah, I haven't met the young man, but I'm very familiar with the label, and I know he's doing a lot of great things.
Yeah, he's a very, very, I have a lot of respect for him. He's a very, mm-hmm. very smart young man.
Yeah, kind of like a child protege.
And right, I have a great deal of respect for him.
And he's into a lot of different styles and genres. He's not like pigeonholed into one type, you know. He's
right.
He likes newer stuff. He likes older stuff and everything in between. So that's what makes a good label, where you don't put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak. All right. So any other shows besides that festival this weekend coming up? Or?
That's all that I know of right now.
As of the current situation. Okay. Well, why don't we keep it going? What do we have now, Mr. Davis?
This is a song that's totally different than what people are accustomed to see me doing, but another realistic story, though. I never ever told you that I love you, although I've had so many times to tell you so, but instead I've carried all this heavy load. 'Cause I didn't want you to know. Oh yeah. Your family and me were the best of friends, and if they knew how I felt about you, friendship would end. I'm afraid it would. So for years I walked around with this heavy load, 'cause I never wanted no one to know. I saw you years ago, just as a friend.
but today I love you all. And today, ain't it funny? It's so funny how feelings change.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. And we have the Billy Davis Duo doing a live set for us, some great blues, something we'll be doing all through the month of September. Next week we have the Raycon Tribute Band, and on the last Thursday of the month we have Sweet Willie T coming in. So it's a treat for you all. Through the month of September, the great blues music, today being no exception. So, by guesstimate, how many years you've been doing this, Mr. Davis?
Oh, a long time. I started learning how to play when I was 16 years old.
Okay.
And that was in 1954.
All right. Who were some of your favorites back then when you first started?
Well, what really got me interested in guitar in the first place was Arthur Big Boy Crudup.
Okay. Where's he from? I'm not familiar, so educate me a tiny bit.
Oh, he's from Mississippi.
Okay.
He did a record called That's All Right Now, Mama.
Oh, okay. Was that his original song or was it a cover?
Yeah, he wrote it.
Okay, I'm familiar. Wow.
I was riding in a taxi with my mother one day, and I heard it playing on the radio, and I never forgot the sound of that, and I wanted... Heard him plucking the guitar and singing. I said, oh, my goodness, that's what I want to do. I was a little kid at the time. And I never forgot it. And it was years later I found out who he were.
Did you ever get to play with him?
No, I never did. Never met him.
Oh, that's too bad.
But another one of my eyes was, the one that stood out above all of them was B.B. King.
Oh, yeah.
And he became a very good friend of mine. And he was one of the biggest influences on me.
Right. It was really nice that he got his due towards the end of his life. He was able to enjoy a really great career, and even the masses knew who he was, not just people into the blues, but people in general. You know, he could pack places, and, you know, again, he got his due, you know, for all the years he put in. So that's wonderful. Hopefully the same thing will happen to you, Mr. Davis.
Well, I'm out here doing it, still doing it after all these years. And I, you know, just see, I can see it done until I can't do it.
Say, you'll still be playing that last note right before they close the coffin, right?
Oh, got that right. I'm going to be trying.
That's awesome. Okay. All right. Why don't we keep it going? I'm sure you got at least three or four more songs in you, if not more, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What do we got now, Miss?
This song done by one of my early influencer guy I used to listen to right here in Detroit. His name was Baby Boy Warren. He never really made it big, but I loved it. I used to sneak to bars and stand outside. I was too young to get in.
Right.
But I'd stand outside and listen, and every time someone come out, I'd get a chance to peek and see him on stage.
Got a little glimpse, huh?
Right.
That's cool.
So this song was written by him.
What's it called?
Santa Fe.
Santa Fe, all right.
I'm leaving in the morning. I'm gonna ride that Santa Fe. You get lonesome, sit down and write to me. You get lonesome sometime, sit down and write to me. Oh, address your letter in care of Santa Fe. Your man you love for me. Oh, baby, don't quit the man you love for me. Cause I'm getting out of here in the morning. I'm gonna ride that sun. Here's what you do. If you get lonesome, sit down and write to me. You get lonesome sometime, baby. You'd sit right down and write to me. Don't forget to address your letter. Oh, and care of the Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
with the one you love for me. Oh, no, 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 baby. Don't quit your man you love for me. Cause I'm getting out of here in the morning. Gonna ride that Santa Fe. Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely, yeah. All right. Okay. So that was Santa Fe. What's the story behind that song? Anything in particular? Or?
Well, that was a very popular train route when I was growing up. Now we only got Amtrak, but Santa Fe was, you see it, I used to see it a lot in, when I lived in Memphis, Tennessee. I lived right across the street from a big railroad yard over there, and I used to see that a lot, Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Okay. So that's got some memories, huh?
Yeah, very popular train route at the time.
Okay. Did you just know of it? Did you travel it? What's
I never traveled on the train itself, but I traveled that route many times.
Okay. All right.
Going out to New Mexico and Arizona and California.
It went out west like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So, have you basically been a Detroiter all your life, or where did you start out?
I came to Detroit when I was 13.
Okay.
I was born in Bentonia, Mississippi.
Okay. But, you know, relatively speaking, I guess 13 years out of, you know, how long you've been around is kind of minute, really, now. I mean, I'm sure you remember those first few years quite fondly and quite vividly, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
You could definitely call yourself a Detroiter. You've been here long enough.
I knew when I was growing up, I used to go back down to visit, and the people would be surprised, said, Billy, so you still talk the same way you did when you was here, you know? Because most people came up to Northern State, they changed everything, you know, but I went back and the kids was a surprise, said, boy, you sound just like you did before you left, so.
My father was like that. He grew up in the sticks in West Virginia and Tennessee. And he never lost his accent.
Yeah, I never did either.
You could tell that he was from down south. Then you have other people that, you know, move away and then they come back and it's like, you talk funny, you know?
Yeah. I never will forget when I was in elementary school, the girls used to come around me like, we'd be outside in the gym. Bunch of pretty girls would come around, surround me, and I'm thinking they like me. But they wanted to hear me talk.
Yeah, they were fascinated by your dialect.
Right. They got, and then I got hip to that. I said, oh, that's what they want me to do. I'm thinking they come over there because they like me. You know. But,
they're using you, huh?
Yeah, right. They was. So I never did. I never did lose that accent. Still got it.
Yeah, it's what's called roots, right?
Right.
That's for sure. Can never get rid of them completely. All right, let's keep it going.
Let me see what I got here. What do you think?
Hey, you're the leader.
I'm trying to think what. I've written so many songs that sometimes I don't know.
You got the Kings.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to do that one, that's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Kings of Rock and Roll, right?
Yes, sir.
The Kings of Rock and Roll are gone, but their memory lingers on. And their music just keeps on moving on. Said now the king of rock and roll are gone. Tell y'all the music lingers on. And their music just keeps on growing strong. Elvis Presley had us all shook up way down in a Memphis, Tennessee, and from Faraday, Louisiana came good rockin' Jerry Lee. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, we had a sound you just couldn't miss, and we had the whole world a dancing to a song that they called The Twist. But the kings of rock and roll are gone, but their memory lingers on, and their music just keeps on growing strong. Tell y'all the kings of rock and roll are gone, but their memory lingers on, and their music, let me tell you, just keeps on growing on. Kings of rock and roll are gone, but their memories lingers on, and their music just keeps on moving on. Chuck Berry and Little Richard, y'all know how we love them so. And the fat man from New Orleans that we call Fats Domino. Hank Ballard and Midnighters, we had a sound that you just couldn't miss, and we had the whole world a dancing to a song that they call The Twist. All the kings of rock and roll are gone, but their memories lingers on. Oh, and their music, let me tell y'all, it keeps on moving on. Oh, the kings of rock and roll are gone, but their memory lingers on. And their music all keeps a moving on. Jackie Wilson lifted us higher, and the Doors, they lit our fire, while Daddy and the Juniors invited us all to meet them down at the hut. Says the king of rock and roll are gone, but their memory lingers on, and the music, oh yeah, just keeps on moving on. Thank you. king, the rock and roll are gone. Their memory lingers on, and their music, let me tell you, just keeps on growing strong. The king, the rock and roll are gone, but their memories lingers on, and their music, let me tell you, just keeps on going on. Oh, the king, the rock and roll are gone, but their memory lingers on, and their music, let me tell you, just keeps on moving on.
This is WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. Every Thursdays from 5 to 6 o'clock, some great live music for your listening pleasure, today being no exception. Got some great blues from a gentleman named Billy Davis. No stranger to music, he's been doing it forever. He's got a lot of credit under his belt. What would you say was your busiest era as far as actually playing on recordings, that kind of thing?
With Hank Ballard and the Midnighters.
Okay.
That was in the late 50s up into the mid-60s.
Okay. That was your busiest time.
Busiest time, right.
But you've always kept busy doing something, no matter what era we pick, right?
Yeah, basically, because I recorded with a lot of other people other than, but that's why I did most of my recording with Hank Ballard, but I recorded with Jackie Wilson, the Isley Brothers, the Drifters, and B&E King.
Mm-hmm. And I heard you had a hand in, like, helping out Hendrix back in the day?
Oh, yeah, I met him when he was 16 years old. We were playing at the Eagle Auditorium in Seattle, and he came to the show. He was 16 years old at the time, and he came, he wanted to, he saw one of the guys in the band. We was in the back taking an intermission. He saw one of the guys in the band, and he approached him, and I told him he wanted to meet the guitar player, which just happened to be me.
Oh, wow.
And after about three attempts to meet me, you know, I finally agreed, because I didn't know who he was. He was just a kid, you know, and I was I was back there looking at the beautiful young ladies back there at the time. Didn't have no desire to meet a guy.
Yeah, you're still young enough. That wasn't on your list.
Yeah, but after I met him, we become really, really, I really saw he was a beautiful person, human being, and I really liked him. And
okay.
And that's where our friendship started, and it lasted up until he, left us in 1970.
Right. It's a shame. I always think about what he could have accomplished if he was still around today, you know, at the rate he was going.
Oh, yeah. He had a lot of plans in mind, you know.
More than just simply playing guitar, but exploring. I once heard an interview, I don't know if it was correct, but one of his goals, he says, I want to do what John Coltrane does, but on the guitar.
Right.
That was
right.
One of the things that was one of his goals. He never got to do it, but that was one of them, you know, and I'm like,
right.
Wow.
Exactly, right.
That would have been killer.
He wanted to play, he wanted to get a big, he was tired of the three-piece group, too.
Yeah, I understand
that. Yeah, he wanted to get a bigger band.
That was just too limiting for him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got time for one more. Let's do one more, and what do we have?
What do we got here? As long as I've been playing, I got to think about it.
I'm sure you come up with something, right?
Oh, yeah. No, Robert Johnson and Charlie Patton had a and old Son House had them too. Oh, so did Johnny Shines and a cat named Lou Joe Blue. They all had the same affliction. They all had those Mississippi blues. Yes, they did. A little boy played in muddy waters, and that became his name.
Oh, two cotton fields away, y'all. Lived a cat named Elmore James. He too had the affliction, all called Mississippi Blues. All like a cat on a hot tin roof, came Big Bad Howling Wolf. And a guy that couldn't write or read, talking about Jimmy Reed. Tell y'all he had the affliction, all called Mississippi Blue. Thank you.